And good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this Monday morning. Welcome to the new year. We hope everybody is doing well out there. And joining me here in studio, as we hadn't seen her here in a few weeks, is Yvonne Hall from Coffeyville Community College. And Yvonne, good morning. How are you doing today?
Good morning. Happy Monday. Happy. I'm here. It's a lovely day outside, and it's a new year.
Absolutely. Hopefully 2021 is better than 2020. Because let's be honest, that wasn't the greatest year in the world. So
it wasn't the greatest year, but it did afford some opportunities for growth for a lot of folks, including myself.
And, yeah, and it also was able to find ways around COVID by doing classes remotely. So finding different ways to learn during the pandemic. Mm-hmm. And speaking of school, the campus opens back up tomorrow morning. And the only reason I knew that was one you just told me. And plus, when I drove by the school this morning, I remember seeing the sign says campus closed December 18th through 5th. I was like, it opens up tomorrow. So
that
school does
correct.
Open tomorrow.
The campus opens up tomorrow.
Right.
Yes, that is correct. So staff will be on hand starting tomorrow at 8 a.m. And then we do have some students that moved in yesterday. But the bulk of our students will be moving in on the 8th, 9th, and 10th. But yes, our staff is back tomorrow on January 5th at 8 a.m. And we'll be ready to go.
I'm going to take a wild guess and say those students that moved back were probably the athletes. Am I correct on that one?
You are correct. Those would be some of our athletes, not all of them, but some of our athletes. Men's and women's basketball, they can start practice officially today. And as well as volleyball.
Well, I know they're excited about that, though.
they are excited. I was there yesterday when they were moving in, and they are ready to go for the season. So, yeah, they were ready to be back. They were glad to be back, and they're ready to play some ball.
So, like I said, the ball, mainly basketball, men's and women's basketball moved back in yesterday.
And volleyball.
And volleyball. And they start practice today. But the bulk of the students will be next weekend that will be moving back into the dorms, which obviously while moving into the dorms, especially like the tower, there are precautions being taken during the moving, correct?
There are. You know, last fall we tested all of our students that were going to be living on campus. We gave them all a COVID test in partnership with CRMC, and that seemed to work really well for us. We also had several procedures in place. Our maintenance stepped up, and they were cleaning multiple times a day in the dorms and all across campus, and faculty and staff were wearing masks. Students were wearing masks. Everybody was hand sanitizing and washing your hands, and those are all still going to be in place, but we believe that following those procedures is what helped us to be able to stay open for the entire semester, and so we're not going to let up for the new spring semester. And so once again, students will be tested before they're allowed to move into the dorms. And as long as they come back with a negative test, then they'll be able to move in right away. If they do come back with a positive test, then they will be quarantined immediately. So self-quarantined. And so we'll go from there and follow our processes. And luckily, yesterday we had several students that moved in, and we had all negative tests.
So. That's always a good thing to see and hear. So
yes, because we have students coming from all over, not only the United States, but all over the world. Mm-hmm. So it's a good thing for us when we can come in and everybody be negative.
Absolutely. No, that is a good thing. So already starting off the semester on a great note, even though it's not has officially started, but still though, kind of is, because everybody's kind of getting back into the swing of things with the campus opening tomorrow. However, since school has not officially started yet, classes have not started yet, still time to enroll now, correct?
Absolutely. We would love to help you on your educational journey. So if you are thinking about taking an online class, or maybe you want to work on your online degree, because we do offer our Associate of Arts, I believe, is the one that's offered online. And so if you're looking to complete a degree online, we can help you with that. Maybe you just need one class that you want to knock out. We can help you with that. If you don't feel comfortable being on campus, again, the online route is the way to go for you. And we have an amazing online director, Carrie Redden. We'll help you with that, with our distance learning. And then if you want to come face to face, you want to be on campus and, you know, see our smiling faces, we'd love to see yours, and we'll help you get enrolled for that as well.
And of course, classes start on January 11th. And there are some classes that are going to be remote anyway, correct? To begin with, or is everything going to be face to face with the option of being remote?
No, we're face to face. Unless it is an online course, we will be face to face. And we're going to knock on wood that we're able to continue that process and move forward. So we're excited.
Definitely excited. And one thing here, I'm trying to read because
it's my writing.
No. Everything else I can read. I just make sure this says OARS. Does this say fan boards?
It does say
yes.
Fan boards.
Okay. That's what I thought it said. At first, when I glanced, I was like, fan guards? No. Fan boards. Can you explain that to us?
Fan boards. You bet. And obviously, we would make great Pictionary partners because you can read my writing. Fan boards. Yes. So the conference has come out and said no fans in the stands until at least February the 5th. And we know that that is not the answer that we wanted. Mm-hmm. That's not the answer that our fans want. You know, we like to be there in person yelling and questioning our referees.
And, yeah. So just it's making a lot of noise, you
yes,
know.
Yes, it is a great time for us. But we are giving folks an opportunity to be there and support their athletes without actually being there. So you can go to our website and check out our fan boards option that is available to folks. And then, of course, we will be live streaming. You know, we have a great partnership with the radio station here, and so we will be live streaming basketball, volleyball, and football for sure. It is going to be an extremely busy season for us and for every other junior college, because all of the programs will be playing and competing
at the same time,
semester.
Almost.
So, you know, it can be a logistic nightmare for some of us, but we believe we have it under control and we're excited for it. But if you would like to support our students, then by all means, go to our website at coffeeville.edu and consider purchasing a fan board and being there for our fans. All of the proceeds will go into our general student scholarship fund. So you're helping to pay for an education for someone, as well as supporting our athletes.
Absolutely. So, and again, you'll be able to, not as only live streaming, we'll have the audio from our stations across the network that will be carrying the game. So,
yes.
Again, that's definitely excited about sports coming back. But like I said, there's going to be a lot at the same time, basketball, volleyball, and I think right at the tail end of basketball, football starts kicking off at the same time. So it's going to be very, very busy. The next couple of weeks when it comes to sports, but I can tell you, I know the athletes are probably excited about this because it's been a while since they've been able to kind of step on the field or step on the court.
They are really excited. Yesterday when we were chatting, because they have to hang out until their test results come back, and so we were socially distancing, just make sure everyone understands we're following procedures here. But we were having some conversations, and I asked them how they were doing and if they were excited to get back. And a couple of them were like, well, you know, I couldn't get – it was hard to get into a gym or, you know, and we're ready to be back. And I was like, oh, you better start getting ready because I'm pretty sure you're looking at two-a-days.
Coming pretty soon here.
Yes. And it was funny. One of our men's basketball players is from Canada, and all of the gyms were closed.
Oh, my goodness.
Like, he literally could not get into a gym to practice. And so he would send text and videos and Snapchats to the coaches and say, I'm out here shooting threes in the snow.
It's a little different in Canada trying to shoot hoops outside because there's snow all over the place.
Yes. And so, you know, he was still trying to be dedicated and get his workouts in. And but yeah, the volleyball girls, they were all excited about the season, and they were talking about the things that they did over break. And, you know, this was a much longer break for us, simply because we ended November 20th, And
right, basically right at the Thanksgiving break. Which
correct.
And you guys usually would have come back after that, but you guys, that was the end of the semester then, correct?
That's correct. Yeah, we ended the semester November 20th. And so, like you said, typically we would come back for a couple of weeks after Thanksgiving. And, you know, so they would still have that practice time with their coaches, and so they didn't have that. It was on them
right.
to be able to stay in shape and try to get into somewhere where they could work out and keep their skills up for this spring semester. So we'll see. We're excited about the semester. We're excited to have the students back. It's a totally different atmosphere on campus when there's no students there. We prefer the students to be
right.
on campus.
Because it kind of has a buzz about the campus when the students are there.
It does. And not just our campus, but the community, I think. I think that there's a whole different vibe of excitement and, you know, just
see the cars in the parking lot and that kind of
yes.
gets people excited, you know,
yes.
so.
Yeah.
But again, as for sports though, no fans, at least until you said February 5th, is that what you said?
That is correct.
And that's when it will be revisited, correct?
Yes, they will reevaluate after February 5th or on or around February 5th and then we'll go from there. So I'm guessing it's probably going to depend a lot on our COVID numbers,
mm-hmm.
you know, and so hopefully everyone is being as diligent as we are trying to be and doing the best they can to minimize that by washing your hands, wearing your mask, you know, cleaning everything.
And of course, that's a lot different when it's indoor sports as opposed to outdoor sports, say like football, where it's a lot easier to kind of spread out, and especially at Veterans Memorial Stadium, but there's lots of room to spread out there. So,
well, for the fans,
for the students, for the athletes, it's hard to do because
yes.
they're. I'm guessing the other reason there's no fans because you guys gonna have to spread those benches out, correct?
Correct.
So that they can stay 6 feet apart when a player is not playing while they're sitting on the bench.
That is correct.
So that'll be happening, and again, that'll be revisited. But until then, you'll be able to listen to it on our sister station. I do believe all Coffeyville games are on KUSN 98.1. All right. Well, Yvonne, if anybody does have any questions though about what we just talked about, or maybe something else that comes to mind for them, how can they get a hold of you?
Well, they can go to our website. First of all, we have a lot of information on our website. And so if you go to coffeyville.edu, then you should be able to answer most of your questions from the website. However, if you want to talk to someone live and in person, then you may call my number at 620-252-7095, and we'll be happy to either answer your question, or if I don't know the answer, we'll get you to the right person on the campus.
All right. Well, Yvonne, thank you so much for coming in today. It's really good to see you after about, I think it's been a month or maybe a little bit longer. Yeah, since I've seen you. So it's good to see you back here in studio, and we will talk to you again here in a couple of weeks, I do believe.
All right. Excellent.
We definitely look forward to that, and you have a good day.
You too. Thanks.
All right. Thank you. All right. That was Yvonne Hall from Coffeyville Community College. We're going to go ahead and take a break, and when we come back, we'll have news at the top of the hour. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.